You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
All right, happy Friday. Welcome into the Lake Show. News Talk 830 WCCO. Jonathan Lowe back in the building. I'm almost close to the vacation. Come this Monday night, that will be my final show for this year. And I will have the next couple of weeks off after that. Those vacation days kind of pile up and stack up. And so you got to do what you got to do. So I'm going to enjoy tonight. We'll enjoy Monday. And then I will say, see you later. And I'll be back for 2026. I want to start tonight with a story that leaves me wondering about one particular thing. What should the consequence be? Okay. Because we know in life, when you do things that are wrong, okay, and you break the law, there are consequences for that, right? People get everything from parking tickets to actual jail time for whatever things happen that you have been a part of. But in this particular case and story, I do wonder, ultimately, what the consequence is going to be. So let me lay out this particular story, because I got to be honest with you, I'm a little bit fascinated by this. And we will play some audio here in the next couple of minutes of the arrest. It originates down in Marion County, Florida. Crime Stoppers. They had a tip that led to an arrest. The person that was arrested, her name is Deborah Newton. And the story goes back 40 years. So what happened was in 1983, Deborah, who was married to her husband, then husband, Joe, she said that she was heading to Georgia with their daughter, Michelle, to start a new job and prepare the new family home, okay? They were going to, you know, relocate. Investigators, though, state that when Joe arrived in Georgia, Deborah and Michelle were gone. So Deborah took their daughter and just up and left. And for more than four decades, Joe had no answers. None. Here he is one day, happily married, with a wife and three-year-old daughter, and the next day, disappearing act. Which, it's frightening that someone would even do that. Okay? So, Deborah Newton, they've been searching for her all this time. She was once listed as among the FBI's top eight most wanted parental kidnapping fugitives. But back in 2000, the case was dismissed when prosecutors were unable to reach the victim, okay? Michelle's father. So, they said in 2005 that Michelle, who was the child, was removed from the National Missing Child Database until a family member asked investigators in Kentucky to reopen the case, okay? Case reopened, remain cold until this year. They had a breakthrough. Like I mentioned in reference, Crime Stoppers sent in a tip, somebody with Crime Stoppers, about a woman in Florida, in Marion County, using a different name, who they thought was indeed this Deborah Newton. Well, they found out, indeed, Sharon Neely, that's the name, was there. And they said, we found who we've been looking for over four decades. And so let's play here real quick. This is body cam footage. And also follow up with the news story from Channel 9 there about Miss Deborah Newton being arrested. And in this clip, you can tell because clearly she doesn't know what's going on. She's out like with a dog in the driveway, and she has a neighbor or a friend that's standing there when the police come up, and her friend thinks that it's a prank, and she doesn't know what's going on. And the officers are letting them know, no, no, this is real. Just hold on a second. Our supervisor's coming.
Uh-oh. Oh, hey.
How you doing, Miss Sharon?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good.
Uh-oh. They're coming for you, Sharon.
They don't want me.
They want Reggie.
What's up?
Well, we're here for you, ma'am. Definitely here for you.
Why?
We're waiting on the detective to get here, but we have, with all the information that we do have, you have a warrant for your arrest.
They're teasing. They have to be.
Ma'am, we're not.
I'm so sorry.
No, you're okay.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, go ahead and go home. Thank you.
I don't understand.
Yes, ma'am. So we'll do it in the front, okay?
They're putting her in cuffs.
I didn't do anything.
What's going on, Sharon?
I don't know anything.
I'll have
carbon copy. So
this is the daughter looking at pictures, and she's explaining, and she's sitting with her father that hasn't seen her all this time.
And that's your mom in high school. So beautiful. Two of you look so much alike. I've seen pictures and I'm just like, I know you.
I can't explain it. That moment.
This is the father.
And get to put my arms back around my daughter.
A Crime Stoppers tip led to Deborah's arrest by the Marion County Sheriff's Office and this family reunion with Michelle and her father. But neighbors who knew Deborah as Sharon say she was happily married and always pleasant. They think there could be more to the story here.
Unless you're in their shoes, you'd never know.
We tried to ask Deborah about her family dynamics back in 1983. Her new husband told us their attorneys advised them not to talk about the case, but that they would fight this in court.
All right, so, guys, what do you make of this story? Because I think that this is rather, this is insane. Her new husband, I can't even imagine what's going through his head, because he's in the driveway in the other part of the body cam footage. Because you could hear that was part of the body cam footage and also the news report. I can't even imagine what's going through his head. He's like, what the? You've been living a double life? Like, what's going on here? Right? And then you think about the gentleman that she was married to. Think of 40 years, over 40 years, you have been without your child. You have no idea what's happened to your daughter. For all we know, he could have thought that both his wife was dead and his daughter was dead. Think about the emotions that he's been dealing with all this time. But I wonder what the consequences will be for Deborah Newton. 651-461-9226. I am fascinated by this, J-Lo. I'm dead serious. Because I'm going to track and see how all of this plays out, because I am curious what the authorities, and look, she's been on FBI watch list. They had not been able to find her all this time. I wonder what type of time legitimately that she's looking at. No, because especially when somebody's up there in age. And look, this is kidnapping. I mean, this is what she's done.
Yeah.
But I wonder how this is going to play out in court.
You wonder how far of length she went to hiding, because when you're on an FBI most wanted list, your picture is going to be out there.
Yep.
It's not even like the old West days, Wild West days, where you have your wanted posts and you hang it up in the sheriff's office, and that's about, you know, might hang it up on some posts outside of town. But the fact that she stayed hidden for 40-plus years, and after, I don't know, 10, 12 years, the daughter, you know, you can see that she's grown up. But again, you're talking 3 to 12 to 15 by that point. Some of the features may be gone from what she had when she was 3. So the fact that no one recognized this, And she kept it hidden, that's a bit amazing to me.
I wonder what the daughter is going through. Seriously. All this time, I mean, you're living a life in which there's a lot of questions, and there's no telling what the mother told her about her father. And now to know that your father is living and she actually gets to meet him? And then how does she reconcile, like, what her mom did? Like, how does she think?
Yeah.
Like, there's so much there. There's layers to this. 651-461-9226. If you have a take on this, if you have a thought on this, love to hear you right here on The Lake Show.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
It's going to be interesting. All of the information that comes out with this case, with Deborah Newton, otherwise known as Sharon Neely, who abducted her daughter and bounced from her husband 42 years ago. It's amazing. What do you guys think the consequence ultimately will be? 651-461-9226. This is a situation where, and let me just say this, I absolutely love and applaud the police work here. And I've stated this before with certain situations, in that the police should always get the utmost respect and credit when they never, ever let a case go just because they feel like they've gotten to a dead end. There's so many hardworking men and women that want to get to the bottom of cases that just will continue to try to piece it together. And I'll say this. This is coming from somebody whose family has dealt with heartbreak this way, in which I had a cousin in the early 80s that was abducted and never seen again alive by my family. And ultimately, in the early 90s, we found out his fate and that he tragically was killed by the people that took him to Florida. And, you know, my cousin, she has to live with that forever. My aunt, she has to live with that forever. And so I'm glad that Michelle, the young lady that was abducted here in this situation in 1983, I'm glad that she's well, that she is able to be reunited with her father. And at the same time, I feel for her. There's got to be tremendous trauma there. There's got to be a range of emotions. You know who your dad is. That's awesome. But like, you feel like for the last 40 plus years, your life has been a lie. You don't really know who you are. And so like, you're trying to find yourself. So I can't even imagine what she's going through, to be honest with you, J-Lo. I really can't. I can't imagine the emotional roller coaster that she's dealing with now. I'm not talking about a year ago, 10 years ago, whatever, because all of this stuff is new. This is a new story. her new reality has probably got her entire world flipped over.
The story has me so conflicted because the mother was wrong for taking her, but we don't understand the circumstances. It doesn't seem like this was an abusive relationship between the mother and the father.
We don't have that information. Yep.
We don't have that information, but right now, the way it's being told.
Well, it's definitely not that, because she said that she was going to go set up something for all of us as a family.
Right.
And never got back.
And that's what I'm saying. The way the story is presenting itself, it doesn't seem like she was getting away from an abusive situation. So in that point, you're saying, okay, she was greedy for taking her daughter away from her father. But then it seems like the child, and we don't know the mental state of the child. It seems like the child was raised well. It seems like she's a responsible adult. I don't know what type of drama or trauma she's gone through growing up.
Yep.
It's just there's so little information and so many ways that this could go. As far as the punishment for the mother, I mean, you can't do that. I mean,
of course, it's insane.
It's weird because it's all so in the past, and it's all over with at this point. But at the same time, you're like, okay, we can't just put you with a slap on the wrist because your ex-husband has been tortured for 40 plus years. Not knowing where his daughter was, if his daughter was alive, what happened to her.
I like the way you phrase it, too, because it's got to be torture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's. I am at a loss for what to do here. I have no idea what to do here.
I'm going to keep tracking this story. 651-461-9226. And according to the story from WFTV Channel 9 in Florida, Michelle, and this is the daughter, said she hadn't realized she was a victim until she connected with long-lost family and learned some of the special moments that she missed. However, listen to this. Michelle told CNN, okay, because CNN has reported on this story, that she had no resentment toward her mother and that she would support both parents. Quote, "My intention is to support them both through this and try to navigate and help them both wrap up so we can all heal, and hopefully there's just apologies and start healing." Let me say this, and that's the statement from Michelle Newton. I understand what she's saying, because she's in the toughest of spots. There's no question about it. There is literally no way that her mother is going to be able to escape prison time. You can't do that. Because what she wants is, she's like, I understand that my mother's wrong. I understand that my father has been without me in his life for all this time. He's probably been worried to death. But I don't want my mother to go to jail. I don't think that there is any sort of punishment that can be given to Deborah Newton that will be just if it doesn't include jail time.
Right now, this is the weirdest Aesop fable / Mother Goose nursery rhyme / grim fairy tale that you've ever heard. Because again, except for the father in this case, the father is the one that has been put in the bad position.
He's a victim.
He's the victim in this case.
Her and the daughter are victims.
But on the other side of it, everything seemed to work out well for the mom, for the daughter. They seemed to live a decent, happy, normal life. But what made you get to the point where you needed to leave what seemed to be a fairly decent, happy, normal life? This is what would make more sense to me. It would make more sense to me if the mother just left and the father and the daughter were together. and the father was raising the daughter. It would make more sense to me if the mom just bounced and just said, I ain't for this life right now. I'm going to be my single self. That makes more sense to me than this story, as sad as that is.
But that's not what she wanted.
No.
She wanted to start a new life, and she wasn't giving up on her daughter.
It's
insane to me. Dude.
This is the weirdest form of Shrek I've ever heard.
This is insane to me.
Wow.
651-461-9226. Coming up next, the holidays. Time of year where we all get fat and happy on sweets. My favorite sweet treat is ice cream. You guys know that about me. But what are the top ice cream treats of all time? We get to that next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
All right, the holidays are the time of the year where we get all fat and happy on sweets. Well, many of us. I know that guys like Jonathan Lowe, they're gluten-free. Right? You're gluten-free, right?
I'm gluten-free. That does not mean sugar-free.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that, but when you're gluten-free, though, you typically are very skeptical and you watch what you're putting in, whereas cats like me, we just go rogue. Like pie, cake, ice cream, all the stuff.
See, and that's you underestimate the impact and the veracity of my sweet tooth.
Okay.
I come from a family of sweet teeth.
Okay.
It is in our nature. It is predestined that we find all the sweets that we possibly can and devour at any time possible. So that is when you – it's been difficult at times to find stuff, but nowadays
– Yeah, you can find anything, yeah.
You can find it at Cub or Target or Kowalski's. You can find companies that do that. You can find stuff online.
For sure.
And here in the Twin Cities, there are
a plethora of places where you can go find stuff.
I can gluten-free dedicated places.
For sure.
I got four or five on the top of my mind.
All right, so this is the deal. Everybody knows this about me, that ice cream is my number one and my 1A and my 1B with regards to sweet treats, okay? It's ice cream, ice cream, ice cream. Yes, I love a good donut. Yes, I love a good cookie. Yeah, there's so many different things. I like all the things, but ice cream is on a level that no other sweet treat is on. And everybody knows that for years I have a flavor with Sebastian Joe's that has been supporting and giving to the Masang Children's Hospital and the TB1 Fund because I care about those children at the hospital and pediatric cancer and all of that. And I think that as any human being, if you have an opportunity to give back to the community, you need to do that, not do that. And I take pride in that. Well, there's another, I'm getting a new ice cream flavor in 2026 that's going to support a different nonprofit. More information will come out later. But today, we were tweaking and testing and just sampling and having fun with it, right? And so I'm standing there with Nick and Mike from Sebastian Joe's. And we're talking. I'm like, man, what are the top ice cream treats of all time? Like, back in my day, ice cream treats. And I said, I'm going to bring this up on the radio because I know what I have enjoyed and loved in my life. And I said or asked of Mike, I asked Mike simply, how many banana splits do you guys serve? Because when you think of Sebastian Joe's, you think of the pint of ice cream or going in and getting a scoop or a couple of scoops. But they do, right? If you want to go in there and buy a banana split the same way you can go to DQ and get you a banana split, you can get a banana split at Sebastian Joe's. And they're not the only two places that do banana splits. But my point is, that's an iconic ice cream treat, a banana split. So my question to you guys is, what are the top ice cream treats of all time? And I don't mind putting together a list. 651-461-9226, because the banana split is absolutely on the list. I would say that the banana split is top five. I would say it's a top five item. And then Michael was like, yeah, banana splits, we don't sell a ton of them. And I told him, I said, well, next time I'm over at the Franklin store, I'm going to get me a banana split. But he was like, yeah, that's kind of an all-timer. I'm going to give you one, the second one that I thought of. And I'd love to get your guys' reactions and thoughts on this. The second one that came to mind was a DQ item. And the Dairy Queen item that came to mind for me is it the Peanut Buster Parfait, right?
Peanut Buster Parfait, yep.
Yes, that's an iconic item as well. I haven't had one in probably a decade or more or longer, but that is an iconic ice cream treat. What comes to mind for you?
First one, top of mind. Now, this is something I have found sparingly over the years since I've become gluten-free. It does exist, but it's rare out there for gluten intolerant people.
Okay.
But it's an all-time classic and my favorite ice cream treat in my opinion. That's ice cream sandwich.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's an ice cream sandwich.
Okay.
Now and there can be variations. You can do it. I don't know why I stopped seeing this. I don't know whether they're still doing this or not. But you've seen the Thelma's brand in Target, and ice cream sandwiches with cookies.
Okay.
And they do different types of cookies. They do the snickerdoodles. They do the sugar cookies, the chocolate chip. They did a couple of – they did gluten-free. I've had their gluten-free ones. I don't know why they're – and I'm not seeing them anymore. But you could do like a standard type cookie. You could do the graham type cookie or the chocolate type cookie that usually goes on the ice cream sandwich. But that, for me, that's the tops.
All right, 651-461-9226. We can take phone calls. I want to get to some of these texts as well. This one from the 763, and I'm going to tell you guys right now, I have not had this item, okay? The fried ice cream at Chi Chi's. We can definitely go back in the day, but I got to be honest with you. I've never had fried ice cream at Chi Chi's. I've never had that. And J-Lo's never had that either. So now that Chi Chi's is back, I'm assuming that they brought that back. I will effort to go and have the fried ice cream at Chi Chi's. From the 507, Henry, best ice cream treat, Dreamsicles. Yeah, Dreamsicles is pretty good. That's pretty good. I got to give it to him. That's pretty good. Let's say 612 here. They're keeping it real simple. A hot fudge sundae. A hot fudge sundae, that is iconic.
Now, I will say, the banana split is iconic, but it's so large that it's usually, how many people do you know that eat banana splits by themselves in a sitting?
Most banana splits are for one person.
And they just seem so large to me when you talk about a full banana with three scoops of ice cream, with a... That's a lot.
Yeah, but it's not like the three scoops are like three full scoops.
No, but still, that's still a lot. I consider that more of a shareable, like two people, three people, that sort of thing. But it is iconic. I agree with you.
All right, let's go to Paul in White Bear Lake. Paul, what ice cream treat are you going to offer up to get on the list?
Well, there used to be a place around here called Farrell's Ice Cream Parlor.
Okay.
They're no longer in existence. And they had what was called the pig's trough for one person, which was a lot of ice cream, all flavors. But then they had the zoo, which was probably every flavor they had. It was in a 20-inch across bowl, and they would bring it out on like a sultan with the two sticks, and he'd be sitting in the middle and guys carrying it. You know what I'm talking about?
No. Explain it a little bit more.
Arabia. You got a couple guys with sticks on their shoulders, and they're carrying the guy.
Yeah. I got you. Yep.
Okay. Well, they would carry it out in that, and then they would run around and bunch of buzzers and bells and whatever, and then they would have a fake one and they would dump it on somebody, and they were thinking all this ice cream was going to come at them, and it was nothing. Then they'd go back and get the real one and come back out with it. Same thing, whistles, bells. But that was probably for about 10 people.
All right, so answer me this. So what was the name of the place that doesn't exist anymore?
Farrell's Ice Cream Parlor.
All right, so now the next question is Cup and Cone in White Bear Lake, is it as good as advertised?
It is.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, they're still open, I think, till the
20th. Yeah, they are still open, because I know that, you know, the person that actually put me up onto it, and I haven't been yet, so I'm going to effort to go this summer, is regular on the show, Jesse Pierce, on the Bar Down Beauties podcast that covers the NHL for NHL.com. She has told me, because she lives in White Bear Lake, she's told me about this spot several times, and it sounds like it's a pretty awesome small place.
Well, I tell you, on a 90-degree day, there is probably... 200 to 300 feet to Highway 61 from the building, and 50 yards, and it's packed with people.
I bet, 50 man.
50-yard line to get their stuff.
I bet. Hey, thanks for the phone call from Paul in White Bear Lake. Now, I'm a little bit torn about this one.
Before I just want to agree with Paul.
Yeah.
I still have never been to Cup and Cone. That is a shame of mine. But I used to go to White Bear Bar quite a bit, and that's right across the street.
Okay.
On a hot day, you see the line just continue on for probably about at least half to three quarters of a block.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's almost kind of like a state fair type vibe.
Yes.
Gotcha. All right, so this one, this one I think is a little bit questionable. Text line from the 612, the Dilly Bar.
See, I love myself a Dilly Bar.
Oh, no, I'm not anti-Dilly Bar.
I was wondering if that would come up, because when you talk about iconic stuff, I think a Dilly Bar is iconic in the realm of ice cream bars, but there are so many other ice cream bars that you could go to. You could, you know, you got the Magnums now that are popular, the Dove bars, all that stuff. It kind of gets blended in to all ice cream bars. But I have a story about the Dilly Bar. I'm not going to tell it here.
Why?
But one of my favorite stories with one of my good buddies from the past. It's
Is it not for air?
No, it's for air. I don't want to embarrass him on the air. I don't want to embarrass him. But in that sort of ice cream bar-ish fame, and I've never had one, but you see them all over. Choco Taco.
Oh, Choco Taco. Yeah. Well, check this out. It's funny because are you a fan of Choco Taco?
I never got around to having one before.
You've never had one, period, ever?
Yeah, before I became gluten intolerant, it never entered my mind. And then once you figure out some, you're like, oh man, I wish I would have had that.
All right, so text line says Cullen's, baby, Cullen's ice cream. That might be Jam and Jeff. You got to tell me what specific thing. You got to give me an ice. You can't just tell me.
This can't be just ice cream itself.
It can't be just ice cream itself.
It has to be encapsulated.
Yeah, you can't just text and say vanilla ice cream or coffee ice cream. No, you got to give me an ice cream treat, a specific treat.
This is one that it's not very popular now. I think it might grow in popularity as it goes. Mochi, the Japanese
ice cream
treat.
I've never tried it.
So it's basically...
I've seen it, yep.
Yeah, it's basically like, yeah, rice. Think of like a spring roll with just ice cream inside of it. And it's just like a little blob. It's not bad.
Okay.
Mochi's not too bad.
All right, 651-461-9226. We'll take your calls, more calls, and a few of these texts that we're getting on the text line, and we'll do that next year on The Lake Show. Oh, the text line is fired up. The 612 says ice cream chocolate cake roll. I've never had that.
I think I know what they're talking about. Think like a Swiss roll, but instead of like whipped cream in the middle, that's ice cream. I think that's what they're talking about.
So basically the ice cream version of
like a ho-ho.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah,
what
yeah,
it
yeah.
sounds like. I've never had that. I've never even seen that.
I know what he's talking about.
I like Dairy Queen ice cream cake.
Yeah.
I do. I haven't had it in a while.
Right. No, I think that's what that caller, whoever it is, texter is talking about.
Hey, back in the day, going to the store, like the actual like store bought, like grocery store, I was a fan of the Jell-O pudding pop. The 651 had somebody on the text line says that they had the it had that thin layer of ice around it.
Yep.
I loved it too.
But
you know,
I wouldn't consider that an ice cream. That's what I didn't bring up a fudge sickle.
Wait. I
would not call that an ice cream treat.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's a frozen treat,
plus
not an ice cream.
We don't fool Bill Cosby anyway.
No. But because you could also bring up like, oh my gosh, the Freezy Pops or popsicles. I wouldn't consider that ice cream. I extend that frozen, but it's.
I should have known. Jam and Jeff was going to call into the show. Jam and Jeff, what you got? You can't hold on. You can't text and be like Cullen's, baby. No, you got to give me something specific that y'all do. Y'all may do a lot of ice cream stuff that's great. And happy holidays to you, brother. Happy holidays to you. But you got to give me something specific.
Jonathan Lowe kept me on hold there for a while because Cubs would have put me right through. But
I had a commercial break.
I know. But we got he almost dogged me right away. We got ice cream nachos.
What?
Three different scoops of ice cream. You get 32 waffle chips with whipped cream, chocolate syrup, and a cherry on it. Called ice cream nachos.
I
all three stores. New Hope, Champlin, and Coon Rapids.
Baby. Hold on.
I want to say that is a recent phenomenon.
That sounds phenomenal. Without the whipped cream, because I don't like whipped cream on anything. I'm not a whipped cream guy, but it sounds phenomenal.
First of all, we're in a fight right now. You don't like whipped cream? That's terrible.
No, we're in a fight because you just paid off the bet that you lost on me from last week because the Dallas Cowboys didn't win you no Monday.
Yeah, they
couldn't get a touchdown in the end. Go ahead, I'm sorry, caller.
But all right, so you guys serve something that's called ice cream nachos, and what's on it again?
They started out at New Hope on 42nd in Quebec. But it's you get to pick three different scoops of ice cream, whatever flavor you want, out of 56 flavors. And then you get 32 waffle chips, and then you can dress it with whipped cream. Since you don't like whipped cream, you can put some chocolate syrup on it and a cherry. And then you dip the chips in the ice cream and eat it. The people love it. It's phenomenal.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. That sounds amazing. Hey, Jam and Jeff, man, I'm gonna name drop you at one of the locations here in the next couple, because I'm on vacation for the next couple of weeks. I'm coming in, man. So I'm gonna make sure.
What's up with that?
I know. I'm gonna come in, man. I'll let you know. I will absolutely let you know. I'll let you know when I'm coming in. I do got to get out of town for a couple of days for a funeral for Coach Clem Haskins' wife, who just passed away on Wednesday. But I'll let you know, my man. I appreciate you calling in.
Hey, just get my number from Tubbs, and then you can text me whenever you're around.
All right, sounds good. I got to sneak one
bye,
more.
Brother.
All right, appreciate it. I got to sneak one more phone call in. Let's go to Tim in Mankato. Hey, Tim, what you got for me, man?
Yeah, Lollapalooza. Sunday at Bridgman, the old Bridgman's ice cream store.
Yes, yes.
There's like seven different flavors of ice cream, and I was coming at it. It was a two person. If you could eat one of those, you were doing something.
Oh my god.
But that was, and Bridgman's had the best ice cream you could get.
Hey, thanks for the go ahead.
But I found a place that's almost as good as Bridgman's.
What is it?
Old Stone Creamery.
Oh, all right. Because that's a national chain. And thanks for the phone call from Tim and Mankato. Cold Stone is national. They have them all across.
Yes.
I will say, I don't know. Well, hold on. Tim and Mankato, I don't know, Tim. I mean, I think Bridgman's might have Cold Stone beat.
I'm interested because I worked for a summer at a place that was similar to a Cold Stone.
Okay.
It wasn't exact, but it was the same thing, the ice cream, the slab, you mix it in. And I worked at something that was similar. I believe it's gone out of business now, but it was coming around the same time that Cold Stone was getting popular.
Okay, what was the name of it?
It was called Maggie Moo's.
Oh, yeah, I've not seen one of those.
Yeah, it was in Kansas City. It wasn't like widespread like Cold Stone has become, but it was the same principle with the slab. Again, you could put your mix-ins in, and they fold it into the ice cream, and then they give you the cup of the cone.
I will say this. Tim and Mankato just brought me back. When he said Bridgman's, I got a feeling. It's making me feel a certain way. I got to give it to him.
People love the local a lot of times more than the national.
Of course. But Cold Stone, now I think there might only be one or two Cold Stones still open. Because I know that the one off of Highway 55 in Plymouth, that one closed a while ago.
I believe the one up in Arden Hills is still there.
Okay.
I know there was one in Arden Hills right across from Target and up near 694. I believe that's still there.
There's a Minnesota sports team that has something to prove tonight. And that's the Minnesota Timberwolves, and I'll tell you why next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.